So let's be clear, first of all, on what acceptance is not. Acceptance is not agreeing with something. Acceptance is not saying something is correct. Acceptance is not saying that something is permanent. So how do we define acceptance? I'm saying that when you accept something, you're simply saying that it is real. I don't want you to use acceptance as an alternative to action. Those of you who are aware of the Serenity Prayer, I would say it has a lot to answer for here. Because basically it makes a distinction between acceptance and action, basically saying you should do one or the other. I don't like this at all. I think that acceptance is the starting point, even if you're going to do something about it. It will lead you to doing something effective. So I'm not asking you to become a doormat, which is what acceptance has come to mean. I'm not saying that you should agree with what you're accepting or that it will never change. I'm simply asking you to step into the reality of this moment. Now, there's the spiritual element. You see, if you're angry, you're angry. If you're sad, you're sad. If you're frightened, you're frightened. I'm asking you to deepen your awareness, to go from knowledge to a more profound alignment and accept that these things are real. Now, it may be just for now, or it may be just for the next hour, or it may be just for today. But the point is, it's real. This, believe me, is a good starting place. You're lining up with reality. Now, this may seem obvious to you, but I want you to try this little exercise now. Check out how you're feeling. Just go inside now and ask yourself, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Locate that little bit of irritation or that little bit of sadness. Just turn that up a little bit. Whatever's going on. Now, it's important that you do this without judging yourself. I know it's not easy, but I want you to try. Just get interested. Accept that, just for the moment, it's true. If you've not done this before, you may be surprised to find a more grounded, a more relaxed state after trying this. So, acceptance is entering a state of non-judgment. And again, you can see the spiritual element in that. So the power of acceptance, I think I first learned about it when I was training. I'm sure that's true. We were given this example, and it's a very relevant one when we talk about addiction because it's about alcoholics. And the example is this. The alcoholic who knows he's an alcoholic carries on drinking. No, that's knowledge. The alcoholic who accepts he's alcoholic stops drinking. That's acceptance. Look at how vastly different those two outcomes are in behaviour when we move from knowledge to acceptance. Now, you'll not work with your addiction for long before you start to realise the extent of the difficulties you've made for yourself when you have jumped straight from awareness to action. When you've gone straight from something like sadness, anger, or a feeling of rejection to greater anger, or running away, or using drugs, or gambling, or whatever it is that is part of your addicted behaviour. Any other behaviour designed to fix your state immediately. It's this short circuit, it's this knee-jerk reaction that we're trying to work with. I feel like this, I do that. I feel like this, I do that. It's this knee-jerk reaction we're talking about. Now, of course, our reactions are inevitable and you can't avoid them. You must work with them. So let's look at this for a moment. You see, you cannot stop reactions. We all have them. They emerge from the unconscious and they're based on what is down there already. Your job is to support yourself in shifting from a reaction to a response as soon as you possibly can. And you do this by inserting the middle step of acceptance. Let's just make sure we understand. the difference between these two. A reaction is something that comes from your brain. It's immediate. You can't stop it. You don't have to make it happen. And it's lightning fast. A response is more considered. It has a moral element. It's having thought about it. You know, it's reflection. It's a sense of, this is who I want you to know I am. This is my considered response. So we're shifting from a reaction to a response as soon as is humanly possible through the introduction of acceptance. Now, when we take our psychological and emotional realities into the spiritual realm, we give ourselves a chance. We give ourselves a moment. We give ourselves a pause to produce something much more useful. Let me explain it the best way I found, which is backwards. I know, a strange way to do it, but you'll see the point in a minute. You see, let's start with where we want to end up. We want effective action. We want to behave in a good way. We want to act in a way that helps us and doesn't hinder us. Now, how do we do that? Well, it comes from a position of being in line with reality. We have to work with what's real. And I would say this is from a practice of acceptance. But there's a problem. We can only accept something when we're aware of it. We can't possibly just say, oh, I just accept everything. We've got to look at what we are aware of. So you can see in that backwards explanation, you can see how it actually works. So here's the process that I suggest. When you're feeling something is wrong, now I'm talking about any moment here. It could be just an intuition, any sense that, oh, I just don't feel right, or there's something here that I need to look at. Your imagination is giving you that little nudge, and I want you to take it seriously. So when you're feeling something's wrong, I want you to take a pause, take a moment, and go inside, check out what you're feeling, what you're thinking, instead of trying to run away from this, instead of trying to avoid it by not thinking about it, or to run away from it by taking drugs or by any other of the reactions that you're used to. I want you to do the opposite. I want you to raise awareness. I want you to get interested. And why do we do this? Well, because we need then to take the second step. I want you to accept at the deepest level you can that whatever you found is real. I just want you to accept that it's real at this moment. And then I want you to follow the course of action that emerges. Whatever is produced at that moment, that's going to be more effective. So what we're doing, we're raising awareness, we're deepening acceptance, and we're producing action. Now this last part, producing action, might seem simple or obvious, but I just want you to take a moment to look at that word. Because there's a very big difference between action that is produced and action that is demanded. When you say to yourself, I must be like this, I'm going to stop doing that, I'm never going to take drugs again, I'm never going to shout at you anymore, I'm never going to steal anything, you're demanding something of yourself rather than producing this behavior. And there's a world of difference between behavior that is demanded and behavior that is produced. We are putting behavior at the end of the process, not the beginning. We're saying that when you do this method, you will produce better behavior. You will find yourself reacting differently rather than demanding that you behave differently. Now, with practice, this technique will transform a lot of your more troublesome experiences. You'll find yourself avoiding most of the knee-jerk reactions that have happened in the past. On top of that, I would also say that you will grow and develop as a person much faster when you develop this kind of approach. If you practice this method and find that you're doing well with it, I'd love to hear from you at info@davecoopercounselling.org.uk. If you're finding that you need to practice more, I do want to encourage you to listen to the message again. There's a lot packed in it, so do listen to it again and pick up anything that you may have missed the first time. So in closing, I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this today, and until next time, bye for now.